There are 8 N-terminal beta strands in the histone octamer. These strands are high in basic amino acid content, wherefore we may safely assume that whatever the orientation of these strands, the DNA will follow them. We now know that there is a geometric reference plane, which I have dubbed the histone equatorial plane, with respect to which we can define directions of protein strands. Does nature provide us with any other clues concerning these directions? The answer is yes. It turns out that the helix 1 helices all point either up, meaning toward the so-called north pole of the octamer core, or down, that is, toward the south pole. Furthermore, a regular alteration of the up and down directions is seen as you travel around the octamer core in root position. It's convenient, in considering these directions, to think of the octamer as being a square, with a pair of helix 1 alpha helices in each of its 4 corners. Let's look first at the lower left-hand corner of the square, where these orientations are best displayed in this viewing angle. I think it's pretty clear that the natural direction of the green subunit, H2A, is up, that is, pointing, albeit obliquely, away from the equatorial plane towards your eyes. Conversely, H2B, the blue subunit, is pointing in the approximately opposite direction. Now please look at H3 and H4, the white and red subunits, at the right upper quadrant. H4, the red subunit, is pointing up, although it's difficult to see at this viewing angle, but H3, the white subunit, is clearly pointing down. We can better appreciate these directionalities if we remove the other 4 subunits from the picture.